Romans chapter 5, the first 11 verses. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom he has given us. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For if, when we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? Not only is this so, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. This is the word of the Lord.
It's lovely having the Scouts and the Beavers and the Brownies with us this morning. Guys, it's lovely having you here. And Scouts, Cubs, Beavers. Have I missed someone? Who have I missed? What are you all? Sorry? Explorers, I beg your pardon. I hear that you guys quite like a game. So would anyone like to come up and help me with a game? Would you all want to come up? If you all want to come up, that'd be lovely. If any of you want to just stay where you are, that's fine. If any other boys and girls want to come and help me with a game, I'd be very grateful. No pressure at all. We're going to play a game called Difficult or Impossible. Difficult or Impossible. And as we start the game, could I have someone to hold the difficult sign up here? There we go. Someone for the difficult. There are lots of signs, so don't worry. There we go. One person hold up difficult. Now, what's your name?
Jasper.
Do you want to come and stand here? Hold up difficult, nice and high. Should we hold impossible up nice and high over here? Brilliant. Well done. Do you want to come over this side? Fantastic. Well done. We're nice and high so everyone can see it. Super. It is difficult to hold that sign. It's a tough job, but someone's got to do it. All right. Okay. Difficult or impossible? Now, we're going to start by thinking about jumping. How high can you guys jump? Can you show me? Can anyone jump particularly high? Can I see a really good jump? Can jump high? Brilliant. Brilliant. Cubs jumping high. Beavers jumping very high. Fantastic. Okay. Here's difficult or impossible question number one. Is it difficult or impossible... How are we going to do this? To jump 2.45 meters high. Where's that? That's up there somewhere. All right, what do we reckon? Difficult or impossible? Could anyone jump that high? You think it's impossible? We're voting for impossible? What do we reckon? Can we point to this side? Well, let's put point to impossible if you think it's impossible. Point to difficult if you think it's difficult. Difficult is the right answer, because amazingly, it's been done. 2.45 meters is the world high jump record. Someone's jumped that high. Could someone hold that up for us here by difficult? Brilliant. 2.45 meters, that's massive. But if we said, could you jump as high as the roof? Or that's impossible. You're quite right. Could someone hold that over here by impossible? That would be brilliant. Thank you. Okay, challenge number two. Difficult or impossible? Guys, are you good at holding your breath? You were going, okay, anyone reckon we can do it for, can we do it for 10 seconds? Can you guys do that? Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Mm,
Oh, we better stop that, otherwise I'm gonna pass out. That's fantastic, guys. That was brilliant. Okay, here's the question. Difficult or impossible to hold your breath for 24 minutes?
Impossible.
Hands up for difficult. Everyone votes commit. Hands up for impossible. Difficult is the right answer. Amazingly, it's been done. There is someone. See, there are not many people in the world who could get anywhere close to jumping 2.45 meters or to holding their breath for 24 minutes, but it's been done. So someone held their breath for 24 minutes. And if you go on YouTube, it's not the most exciting of videos, but it gets a bit hairy towards the end. Could someone hold this up for us? 24 minutes holding their breath. Those are a pair of lungs. If we said 24 hours, I mean, it's very difficult to hold your breath for 24 minutes. We reckon that's impossible? Yeah, I think you're right. Okay, so we'll put that there on the impossible side. Okay, let's do one more. Let's do some running. Guys, are you good at running? Can I see a bit of running? A bit of running on the spot? Running on the spot? Okay, if I could give you a badge for running on the spot, I would. That's fantastic, running on the spot. Okay, let's imagine you were running as fast as you could for 2 hours. Do you reckon you could cover a marathon distance in 2 hours? Yeah. Difficult or impossible?
That's difficult.
Hands up for impossible. Hands up for difficult. It's difficult, isn't it? Kipchoge did it. It was absolutely amazing to watch. But someone has run a marathon in 2 hours. That's difficult. Could you hold that there for us on the difficult side? But let's imagine we asked if someone could do it. Can someone do a marathon in 2 minutes? Yes. Who's saying yes? I'd like to see someone try. I think that's impossible.
If it was a flash.
Maybe some superheroes, but I think most humans would struggle to do it in 2 minutes. Fantastic. Guys, that's brilliant. So some things are difficult, some things are impossible. All right, let's do one last one. It's difficult. This one I think we're going to agree is difficult. What about dying for your friends? Dying for someone you believed, something you believed in. Dying for your country. Dying for a cause you believe in. See, actually, we don't need to put this to the vote, do we? Because there are names on the cenotaph out the front that say that is possible. Difficult, unimaginably difficult, but possible. And so we honour today those who've done that. We wear poppies. We have one day each year when we remember those few people who've given so much in that amazing sacrifice, laying down their lives for their friends. Have we got a verse on the screen, Jonathan? See, this is what the Bible says. Just like there's only a few folk who can do these amazing challenges, only a few folk have done this. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man. Though for a good man, someone might possibly dare to die. Dying for your friends, that is difficult. But actually, there's something else going on here. Because, guys, that's fantastic. Do you want to put those down now? Thank you so much for your help. And if you want to, actually, if the difficult and possible ones could stay up for a moment. Could we keep up the impossible and difficult? Fantastic. Because when we're thinking about impossible, let's push that a little bit further from dying for your friends to dying for your enemies. And I take it that is impossible, isn't it? Let's imagine, God forbid, terrorists attack St. James this morning. I think at our very best, we hope we would be willing to lay down our lives for the people sitting around us to protect the people we love. I think we could imagine, we hope we would do it. I guess no one knows until they're in that circumstance. But we can imagine laying down our lives for our friends, possibly. But what I would never do is lay down my life for my enemy, the person who's trying to kill me. If someone said they were willing to lay down their life for their enemy, I think I'd ask, well, have you understood what an enemy is? Impossible to lay down your life for your enemy. And that's very serious news in the Bible, because the Bible says if history was a war film, we would be the baddies. That's the scary, terrifying news of the Bible. And the proof of it as we look around the world is the fights that go on. See, we might say that we don't like fighting. We hate fighting, and yet wherever we go in the world, all of us get caught up in fights. Wherever we go in human history, wherever we are geographically. It might be that the toddlers fighting with their fists in the nursery playground. It might be a married couple fighting with harsh words. Might be teenagers with knives or soldiers with jets and bombs. But wherever we go, there's fighting, and it comes out of our hearts. And the Bible says the reason for that is that it's a symptom of the deeper fight we have against the Lord God. And by nature, all of us are at war with God, the Bible says. We say things like, well, I don't believe in God. Or if there is a God, I'm very angry at him for what he allows in the world. Or we might say something like, well, I'm not anti-God. I'm not against him. I'm just a bit indifferent towards him, which is a pretty awful thing to say. I mean, if I said to Joy, I'm not anti-Joy. I'm just kind of a bit indifferent towards her. I think she'd understandably be quite upset. See, the Bible says we're at war with God, which makes us his enemies, which is just terribly serious, because that is a war we will never, ever win. And yet, this is why Christians think Jesus is amazing. If there's one thing we remember from this morning, I want us to remember this. This is why Christians think Jesus is amazing. Because he didn't just lay down his life for his friends. He laid down his life for his enemies. So we've got the poppy. Brilliant, fantastic. Can someone hold that for me? Poppy says that it's very, very difficult to lay down your life for your friends. It's been done, but it's so difficult. But Jesus has done the impossible. Can we have the next slide, Jonathan? Is that all right? That verse continues. God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, while we were God's enemies, Jesus died for us. Which is breathtaking. Can someone hold that there for me? That's amazing, because Jesus died not for his friends, but for his enemies, to make us his friends. That's wonderful news. If you're a Christian here this morning, God's done the hard work. You're going to ask, is it harder to make an enemy a friend or to bring a friend home for a meal? God's done the hard work. And that's why as Christians, we have what we rightly, absolutely want to say. We have this day each year where we wear a poppy, where we take time to give thanks and honor for those who did that incredibly difficult thing for us, gave their lives for their friends. But we want every day of our lives to be about honoring and respecting the one who laid down his life for his enemies to make us his friends. Amen.